don't show up. Can't blame your car if you ride the bus. Burning bridges, you reap what you sow. I got to pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces and go.
That was a little more of the celebration of Italian American Heritage Month. And first you heard the Young Rascals doing Groovin' in Italian. After that, you heard, you know, I had to get back to the rock after doing things like Volare. So you heard Motley Crue with Kickstart My Heart, which was on the 1989 album Dr. Feelgood. I'm not a big fan of the Crue, but I absolutely love this one song. I really love it. And I don't really like any of the other stuff. Sometimes that happens. Nikki Sixx wrote this song after he was named clinically dead for 2 minutes after a heroin overdose. And that inspired this song. And he had, like, he was saved by 2 adrenaline shots to the heart. I'm sorry that some of this is blurred on here, so I can't read all the words because my print is messed up. But, I have when he was born. Frank, I can't read the rest of it. I apologize, but yeah, he's Italian. And then just stuck a little bit of serious guitar time because I didn't have time today. You heard brand new Joe Bonamassa album, Redemption. Yes, Joe's Italian. And that's his third album of self-penned material. That was Pick Up the Pieces from Redemption. And I'm all set now. I got to get out of here and let these ladies on right for their show next. And I will see you next week at 2 o'clock on, what's today, Monday? Yes, 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon. And I'll see you then, okay? In the meantime, yeah, listen to all these other shows. Listen to these women now. And keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. Good night.
That was St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion by John Parr. And you are listening to Random Access on WMFO Medford. Up next, we have Sight of the Sun by the band Fun.
For once, there is nothing up my sleeve. Just some scars from a life that used to trouble me. I used to run out for sight of the sun. Now I lay here waiting for you to wake.
Thank you.
That was Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones, and before that we had Sight of the Sun by Fun. So this is DJ Bridge, and I am here with
DJ Blue Meringue. And this time we got our names right, because last week I thought I was DJ Bridge, and I introduced myself wrong. I'm so sorry. You probably, if you're a frequent listener onto Random Access, you'll recognize our voices, but we'll make it easier by introducing ourselves correctly in the future.
Okay, and you know, for new listeners, yes, by the way, you're listening to Random Access. Just throw that out there.
On WFM Medford.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad you could join us.
Yes. Bridget, what? I'm sorry. I didn't know what that last song was. Could you just tell me again?
Brown Sugar by Brown the Sugar. Rolling Stones.
Very nice. A classic.
Yeah.
I like that you have your profile. Like, I kind of know what I'm going to get. Like, there's going to be some classic rock in there.
Yeah.
But, like, new classic rock to me. It's not new to the world, but it's new to me.
Yeah, makes sense.
Very nice, very nice.
So then up next, we have Kodachrome by Paul Simon.
Kind of sounds like cytochrome, which reminds me of a chromosome, which I have a bio test on Thursday.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some DNA for all of our listeners. There's just some DNA fun facts.
Okay.
Go and play it for us.
Yeah. Here we go. Kodachrome by Paul Simon.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall.
And a photo out your window of Tokyo told me you were doing fine. You said the cherry blossoms were blooming and that I was on your mind. But I couldn't make you out through the glitches. It's how it always seems to go. So we say our goodbyes over Messenger as the network overloads. When the network overloads, you're my wonder, little wonder, off across the sea. You're my wonder, little wonder, won't you wander back to me, back to me. When you're waking, I count the hours on my hands, doing the math to the time zone you're at was an unseen part of the plan. But if you won't be my bluebird returning, then I will be your evergreen, standing tall on your horizon, guiding you home. You're home to me. You're my wanderer, little wanderer, off across the sea. You're my wanderer, little wanderer, won't you wander back to me. You're my wanderer, little wanderer, how I wish that you could see. Little wanderer, little wonder, how I need you back with me, back with me. You sent a photo out your window of Paris, what you wish that I could see. But someone's gotta be the lighthouse, and that someone's gotta be me. And I hope your absence makes us grow fonder. I hope we always feel the same. When our eyes meet past security, we embrace in the baggage claim. When we kiss in the baggage claim. You're my wonder, little wanderer, off across the sea. You're my wonder, little wanderer, won't you wander back to me. You're my wonder, little wanderer, how I wish that
that was Little Wanderer by Death Cab for Cutie. And before that, we had Kodachrome by Paul Simon from The Essential Paul Simon. Up next, Hello, I Love You by The Doors.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night.
Okay, that was Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra, and before that we had Hello, I Love You by The Doors. Elizabeth?
We were just backing up a little because, okay, well, I have two things. Maybe for our Jewish listeners out there, you can help me out. Because I was just trying to describe that song. This is kind of a reference to my grandfather, where he, like, schmaltz is a Yiddish phrase. That song would be an example of something that's schmaltzy. It has a lot of schmaltz. And I was trying to give a definition of what does schmaltz mean, because I've used schmaltz before and described music as schmaltzy to Bridget. And then she was like, well, what does that mean? I was like, I don't know how to give that an English definition. So I was like, ask our other friend. And he gave another definition. I was like, okay, that works. So I just Googled it. And the definition of schmaltz on Google is excessive sentimentality, which, I mean, yes, that could apply in some examples, but not everything that is schmaltzy has excessive emotions. Kind of just like, I'm trying to come up with some more examples. So if you have an example of something that is schmaltzy, or a definition you'd like to share, go ahead and give us a call at WMFO. That phone number for you is 855-915-WMFO.
Or 9636.
Yes, if you don't know the WMFO on your keypad. And then the thing
I guess that's not really a problem anymore. Because now I feel like I feel like back when Blackberries were a thing, the numbers didn't line up with like the actual phone.
Did you have a BlackBerry?
I did not, but my dad did, and I know he would complain about that sometimes. But like, the numbers were just on the keyboard.
Top. Yeah.
And so
got it.
It didn't line up to the letters anymore. But now I feel like most people I know, either with like iPhones or Androids, it now says it now has it on the screen.
I thought you were about to reference a rotary phone in your example, and I was like, That is not a problem anymore.
No, yes. That wouldn't be a problem anyways, because the rotary phones have the numbers on them. Or it has the number, and then it has like letters in small print.
Does it really?
I think so. I've seen one.
I don't know. Okay.
I've seen one that does.
That'll be some Googling in our next music break.
Okay.
Next song up is
The Underdog by Spoon.
Picture yourself in a living room. Your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman. You're free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger. Got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh. It can't all be wedding cake. It can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it. Can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy. There's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch ever. That's why you will not survive. Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be for the while. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Don't wanna know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
Sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, babe. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Ba 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 ba. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, bobber and bob, 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 bob. Ran. Ba 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 ba.
Okay, that was Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys, and before that was Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Bob Dylan, and of course before that was The Underdog by Spoon. And now it is time for everybody's favorite part of the show, PSA time.
Some knowledge belongs to us, and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk. The way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? when something's wrong. Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know my name.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Okay, that was our PSA for Breast Cancer Awareness, because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Know your girls.
Yeah, yeah, interesting. Interesting PSA, but good message, you know?
Yeah, I was really enamored with the music in the background, too. I didn't actually know what it was going to be about. I mean, you told me, but I had forgotten. On a brighter note, Bridget, I have a conversation talking point for you today. Similar to how we did if you could eat one breakfast food every day for the rest of your life last week, okay. I have a new one for you this week.
Okay.
Would you rather be in a real-life version of The Walking Dead or a real-life version of Game of Thrones?
I have not seen The Walking Dead or Game of Thrones.
Me neither.
So why is this a question?
I feel like you know the premise of the shows, though.
One
is being in a zombie apocalypse, and the other is, like, a warlord state, and you have to, like, you never know when you're going to be decapitated by a warlord.
Or you never know when you're going to get, like,
I'd rather
want to
be in Game of Thrones. Yeah, I'd rather be in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
They have pretty cool costumes. I get to wear pretty cool clothing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to worry about a zombie. I wouldn't have to worry about my friends being zombies and eating me.
Okay, but the whole point of Game of Thrones is that your friends are, like, all the friends are backstabbing and everyone dies.
Yeah, but at least they're all humans.
Honestly, wait, I haven't seen The Walking Dead, but from what I know about Game of Thrones, I feel like less people die in it. I don't know.
In Game of Thrones?
No, in The Walking Dead. Because
what?
Have you seen the pictures of, like, the Game of Thrones books, and it's like a sticky note every time someone dies, and then there are a lot of deaths in Game of Thrones. I don't know.
I haven't seen
either of them, and okay. You haven't seen either. I actually have read the first Game of Thrones book.
Me too.
But, like,
okay, fine.
I'm going off of nothing here.
Fine. I thought we would have the same basis of knowledge. We both haven't seen it. Okay, I'll come up with a better question for next week.
Or just, like, something we both have seen.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Okay.
Okay.
What is our next song?
Shot at the Night by The Killers.
Ooh, that's a good one.
gonna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love tonight. I ain't got many friends left to talk to. The way's a room and I'm in trouble. You know I'd do anything for you. Stay the night but keep it undercover. I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love
That was Howling for You by the Black Keys. And before that, we had Your Love by The Outfield.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm like right in the sun. Yeah. Let me move over there, I guess. You're not looking right into the sun.
Yeah, there's a bit of a glare right now in the studio. But
there's a halo around my head.
What?
Of like the fuzzies, you know, I get the like the flyaways, whatever, doesn't matter. We're at the end of our show today. We have one more song left for you. You've been listening to Random Access with DJ Bloomerang and
DJ Fridge.
We got it right.
We got the names right this time.
So we will see you again next week on Mondays, 3 to 4 p.m. Keep rocking and keep it random with some access.
Yes, this has been 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And our last song of the day will be Arsonist's Lullaby by Hozier. Hozier.
That is how my Athens, Ohio family pronounces it. Hozier.
Okay. We'll go with that then.
Okay.
I love.